white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card right. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Matthew chapter 1, and we will read verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So let us read that together, if you would. If you don't have a Bible, you can share it with us. Amen. 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 So this morning we want to talk about a white Christmas. Amen. Can everybody say a white Christmas?
White Christmas.
One more time.
Amen.
We're talking about a white Christmas. You may be seated, because it's something, Joshua, about Christmas that make people want to make it white. It's something about it that if it's not white, it's incomplete without it. It's inadequate without it. It's like there's something missing. So in order to make Christmas what it ought to be, it needs to be the right kind of Christmas. It needs to be the right Christmas. It needs to be an all right Christmas. It needs to be a white Christmas. And we want to sing Merry Christmas to Christ and sing it. It is important, I tell you, that Christmas be white. It's just something about it. And I don't know about you, but when you think about it, I seek one. We ought to seek a white Christmas. Because Christmas should be white. And not only that, it should stay white. Amen. Amen. Christmas. It just seems like there's something wrong if things are not white. So people frost their windows. They buy snowmans. They buy cars that's got snow on the trees, because they want a white. It's just like it's something missing if it's not. It's just Christmas wouldn't be that like it ought to be if it was not. Amen. I flew all the way to Colorado during one Christmas season. Went down from Denver down to Colorado Springs, and I saw those because I wanted to see something. I wanted to touch something white. Amen. And I went on up to Pikes Peak. About halfway up, I got out of the car, and it's so cold and dense, and I've got to that snow, and I stuck my finger in there because I want some. I want some snow, and that's usually what it symbolizes. It symbolizes snow, and I wanted some snow, and being from Tennessee and not from Austin, you don't always get seasonal weather, and it's made me almost want to leave the church because I want some snow. It seemed like something is incomplete. Amen. I want some. So I went and I put my finger in the snow. Amen. And I regrettably flew on back home. Amen. My wife and I were together. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm in on it. I want some. I want a white Christmas because it ought to be white. And that's what the angel. That's what happened was the angel, Joseph didn't understand that he needed Christmas to be white. Amen. It needed to be white, and what happened was he found out that his woman that he loved the most, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost, according to verse 18, And I'm sure it broke his heart. I'm sure it hurt him. Amen. It hurt him. It's interesting. He loved this woman. It hurt him that she was pregnant. But he, although it hurt him, he did not want to hurt her. That's true love, isn't it? He said, I don't know if I could. Amen. I thought I could trust Mary, but apparently. Mary is pregnant, and I can't, and it hurts me. I'm disappointed that the woman I love so much, amen. Apparently, there's a problem. Make me question whether or not I can trust her. And so he says that, it hurt me, but I don't want to hurt her. He said in verse 19, that he said he gonna try to put her away privately because he didn't want to make her a public example, because the Jews let you know what happened when little girls get pregnant, and they made a public spectacle out of you and let them see what happened to girls who get pregnant out of wedlock, and what you do is you get stoned to death. Amen. So he didn't want to embarrass the girl. So The Bible tells us in verse 20 that while he thought on these things, that an angel of the Lord appeared unto him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. The angel of the Lord says, I better step in here. Yes. Amen. That's the divine intervention.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God says it's so important that Joseph know that God says, I need to send an angel to go down there to Joseph and go down there and let him know. No, Joseph, we need a white Christmas. Amen. It's funny how the world want to keep Christmas from becoming white. Amen. And the angel persisted and said, no, go on through with it. Go on through with this ceremony. Amen. Don't stop short of making it white. And God, if necessary, would appear to you in a dream. He will intervene. Amen. A dream in biblical time was a channel of divine communication. And apparently he was asleep, because verse 24 said he was asleep. And he was not just daydreaming, he was asleep. And the angel of the Lord told him, fear not. Amen. You seek, amen. God seeks a white Christmas, and I want you to know it should be white. And I don't want you to give up on it. It should be white. It should be a white Christmas. Go get your Bible. I'll prove it to you that it's supposed to be a white Christmas. She can wear a white dress. She says, this is a case where a virgin is going to be with child. And amen, amen. Isaiah, go get your Bible, Joseph, and you'll find out that the prophecy says in Isaiah 7:14 that a virgin is going to be pregnant. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have the energy to trumpet this morning, but the prophecy was fulfilled.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was. Yes.
Do you know what really happened?
Yes,
what really happened is Isaiah's prophecy that was 800 years before the time of our text. His prophecy was behold, a virgin shall be with a child, amen, and she shall bring forth a son. Amen. Amen. This. She's pregnant, but she's still a virgin. Amen. Even today they call her the Virgin Mary, although she's not a virgin today, because we know she went on to have some more children. But that's another sermon. But the fact is, she's called the, and we believe in it. We believe in it. Otis, we believe, Roderick, in the virgin birth. The deity of Christ and the virgin, but we may not understand it, but we can't deny what Scripture teaches. The virgin birth, amen. The deity of Christ, that Jesus is God, and the virgin birth. It actually was more a virginal conception, because the birth was normal. She had a normal 9-month birth, but the miracle was in the conception, not in the delivery. Amen. When the time came, she gave a baby like everyone else. It was a virgin birth, but if you look a little deeper, you'll find out that it was a virginal conception.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that a miracle has occurred right up under our noses.
Yes.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you believe in the God I believe in?
Right.
Do you understand what happened?
Right.
Well, let me just ask you this. Do you believe a virgin can get pregnant without a man? Do you believe a woman can get pregnant in the absence of a man? Very simple question. And apart from what you see in God do, it's impossible. But it is true. It being true should awaken our commitment to God and say we are not just wasting our time or spinning our wheels. Oh, I see you. I prayed last night. I said, Lord, help me. The more I studied, Sister Carson, I'm just not worthy to change. I said, Lord, you got to help me explain this, because this is a miracle.
Yes.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
I believe in miracles. He filled with the Holy Ghost. He's over there now. You can't hardly be still. A miracle. The birth of Jesus was not supposed to happen. Where did he come from? How did this woman get pregnant? And apparently heaven knew what was going on. Let me settle down. Because the angel showed up and said, I know everything that's going on. I'm keeping tabs on everything. I see what you're about. You're about to jump ship. But no, apparently God wanted Jesus to be born to both parents. He said, no. Because she could have went ahead and had the baby without him. But it's something. He said, no, you stay right there. Amen. You're going to provide the legal royal lineage. And although I could get into Jeconiah and all kind of things that would have prevented this, but it needed to be there. We needed this birth and the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew and the genealogy in Luke that gives Mary's genealogy, the bloodline. One has the bloodline. The other one has the royal line, the legal line. And the fact of the matter is that he said, no, you stay right there. Don't you go nowhere. Don't jump ship. Don't leave her. Joseph was a good man because the Bible says he was a just man, number one. And he didn't want to embarrass this woman, although his trust was challenged. Because now this woman I'm just so crazy about is pregnant. She's saying she ain't been with no other man. God wanted him to be born into a Christian home because he had to believe that angel, and it was indicative of his faith in God. The fact that he stayed put. He didn't go nowhere. He stayed right there. He stayed right there. Well, let's not hold you. The truth of the matter is, he stayed there because the angel wanted him to know that Christmas should be white. Amen. It is a supernatural event. It was not a normal, natural thing for somebody to get pregnant. Now, I don't ever doubt my faith. If you can get grips to how this whole thing started, the prophecy came, how this whole thing started is that somebody got pregnant in the absence of a man. Now, that deserves some respect. You ought to be renewed and recommitted to God. You don't care what nobody say. God is in charge. I don't care what nobody feel about Christ. I'm on board with him. I believe in everything. This virgin got pregnant. It started a miracle. And it said that it was a child of the Holy Ghost of all people. The Holy Ghost got her pregnant. And women, they can't even use that no more. Now that's the only time that ever happened. But it should be white. Amen. And he wanted Joseph to understand that Joseph, this is more about trusting God than it is about trusting Mary. I know relationships should have trust in them. Do you trust your mate? Amen. Heard a lot of amens on the front row over here. Amen. I trust my mate, but this is more about trusting God. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there, Joe. Let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is, just stay right there, Joseph. Don't go nowhere. Don't run off. This thing is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I know it hurt your feelings what happened, but don't go anywhere. Hold on. Amen. God showed up in a dream. God knows what's going on in our lives. And I'm more devoted to God. Now I get to the sermon. I'm more devoted to God because of the facts of our faith. It's strange. It sounds like an oxymoron, but the fact of our faith that's in our faith, the fact that Jesus, a woman, got pregnant, God came down to earth and got in a woman. He said, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, meaning God, verse 23, with us. God came down and got into a woman. And scientifically, biologically, if you don't want to believe in our faith, go ahead and check the reality of what happened. This is all about Mary. And I'm not leaving him, by the way. I'm not going nowhere. You can't shake my faith. I can't get over the miracle. A woman got pregnant without a man. Now let us know that we're on the right side. And ain't nobody important in life, not people. People get powerful. Amen. Christians get powerful. But God is still in control. And at the end of the day, all the 100 years going to be up like that. This ain't nothing but a little blip in the dot on the in the ink spot and saying we're going somewhere to be with him for eternity. There's a spiritual world going on, Lydia. And the fact of the matter is that God wants us to understand. He says, go ahead and go through with it. Because I seek a white Christmas. Because Christmas should be white. And it should stay white. I seek it because it should be and it should stay that way. Fear not. But that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. No other faith is acceptable for me. I'm sold out. I'm sold out. No one has the record that Jesus has. He came on the scene. Can't nobody else match him. Nobody else got up. Nobody else said they was coming back. Nobody else got all this consistency over thousands and thousands and years of prophecies. He's all down through prophecies about Micah and about his death and about his birth. And amen. It was even prophesied that he was going to come riding into the city. I'm not giving up on him. I'm not throwing in the towel. Amen. You said, where do you find? Amen. Where do you find something white? You need some. Where do you find it? Do you go to Alaska? Do you go to Colorado? Where can I go? Where can I go to find something white? Well, how do I find it? We already know that the Virgin Mary, although she when she got married to Joseph, she still had on a white dress. Amen. Because when the Holy Ghost does something, he does it irrevocably, irreversibly. He does it. And it's going to be white, and it's going to stay white. And you say, well, I'm not white. Can I wear a white dress? You can wear a white dress if you're a Christian. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Ty, all things are become white. Ty is the Christmas champ, by the way. We got a children's kids club, and he answers all the questions. He got more money than everybody last year. I see him back in the building. Amen. We got to get to him last. Amen. He'll empty the bank. The fact of the matter is that this virgin, let me get on out of here, shall be with child. And how do I get to a white Christmas? Well, I've got to go to where he says, though your sins be as scarlet, in Isaiah 1:18, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Do you want a white Christmas? All you got to do is accept the Lamb. And Jesus will make your Christmas white. Because we need a white Christmas. The world want to get Jesus out. But if they do that, Christmas won't be white no more. I need somebody that will make my sins white as... Do you have any sins? I need somebody that'll make my sins white as snow. You're looking at somebody who his sins have been washed away. And yes, as being said, may all of your Christmases be white. I guess what I'm saying is that Jesus made a dream come true. Have I got a witness? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a child who is Christ the Lord. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Have I got a witness? Just like the one I used to know, where treetops glisten and children listen for a change.
I rise. May your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmases be white.